My guest this half hour. They've got plenty in their brains. Both very, very smart folks talking money with me, Maggie, and all of you on today's installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. My guests are Dr. Lindsay Owens. She is the executive director of the Groundwork Collaborative. She was the senior economic policy advisor to Senator Warren. She's got a PhD from Stanford and a bachelor's degree from UPenn. And she's got a book coming out on exactly what we're talking about today. It's called Gouged, The End of a Fair Price in America. I'm also joined by Scott Ellis. He is a patriotic millionaire, one of the founding board members of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute. He is formerly of McKinsey and Silicon Valley. Welcome back to you both. Scott, I want to toss it to you. I think you've got what is probably the most important question for Lindsay this afternoon.
Yeah, I would love to talk about what happens next. And so Vice President Harris has called for some new policies to reduce inflation and to prevent price gouging and address the things we're talking about. So I'd love to hear more about these proposals and what you think about them.
Yeah, so in Vice President Harris's first sort of campaign speech, laying out her economic policy a few weeks ago in North Carolina, she said she'd be laser focused on lowering costs for families, particularly the cost of the things that matter most. So a roof over your head and food on the table. And when she talked about bringing down the cost of housing, she laid out a number of policies, including building more units of housing to help provide more affordable housing. But she also talked about taking on rent setting software. And it was really interesting because just a few days after she gave that speech, the Department of Justice filed a price fixing case against a Texas-based software company, real estate data company called RealPage. And in that complaint, which I actually read through the full 100-page complaint, it's just really fascinating. What you find out is that RealPage has facilitated a vast conspiracy among corporate landlords in the multifamily rental space. And by their own admission, they think that their conspiracy has resulted in rent prices at between 3% and 7% above competitive levels. So it's had a real significant and sizable increase in the cost of housing for millions of families who live in units whose landlords use RealPage. And so one of the things that Harris said she was going to do is really put a stop to that. She talked about a piece of legislation she would support to end that. But I think, frankly, her administration right this very minute, in bringing this suit against RealPage is already starting to take on the process of cracking down on some of the drivers, the profiteering drivers of prices for families. The other thing she talked about, and she got a lot of grief for this, but I think she was spot on this one as well, is she talked about the big grocers and the big food manufacturers who have been gouging consumers. And she said a couple of things. The first thing she said is she's going to make sure the grocery market is more competitive. And again, already her administration just this week we're hearing testimony in the case that the Federal Trade Commission brought blocking what would be the largest grocery merger in U.S. history between Kroger and Albertsons. And so, already that case is underway. One of the things we have learned in that case from sworn testimony from Kroger's CEO is that they were absolutely pricing above competitive levels. In fact, they said they were pricing the milk and eggs at levels well above what they needed to increase their costs. They talked about how retail inflation was higher than cost inflation. So the price you were paying at the store was even higher than the price you needed to pay based on the increase in those underlying costs. And so I think this is, again, a step in the right direction to prevent more consolidation in a market that will drive up prices for consumers. And she talked about passing some federal price gouging legislation. And this really got a lot of the kind of DC insider class and a little bit of a tizzy. But honestly, it's pretty vanilla in a lot of ways. Yes. I mean, nearly 40 states have price gouging laws on the books. This is a pretty straightforward body of law that says, look, when it comes to essentials, particularly things like food, water,
diapers,
great. Another great example, baby formula. You know, look, even if you can charge it during a crisis because there's a shortage, doesn't mean you can't, right? Yeah. And in red states and blue states, you know, this isn't Venezuela. This is Texas. This is Louisiana. This is Florida. This is Indiana. And states like this, you know, they've said that companies can't exploit crises, whether it's a pandemic or a wildfire or a period of economic disruption like this period of high inflation. You know, we're not going to let companies run up the score during a crisis. And I think she's exactly right to propose something like this at the federal level. You know, it's really hard to play whack-a-mole with these, you know, national and international companies, state by state. A federal price gouging ban, I think, would be a really important tool to have on the books going forward to prevent some of the gouging that we saw in food and grocery during this period of high inflation over the last few years.
It was a complete no-brainer to me. We made war profiteering illegal, right, in the past. This is pandemic profiteering, right? It's out of control corporate greed. I also, as a legal scholar and an economist, was totally scared of when the grocery merger was announced. I thought, oh my gosh, we already have a grocery inflation problem. And I want to ask you really specifically about that, but very glad to see these additional enforcement actions. And certainly, again, as a lawyer that litigated in the securities space, it was always those gosh darn earnings calls where the corporate leaders would say exactly what they're doing, which is they come up with the fancy terms for them, right, Scott? Like retail inflation. It's price gouging. That's what that is. They just come up with a benign sounding name for it. We've got just a couple minutes left. Very briefly, Lindsay, prices have risen 19% in the last 3 years, though families are now paying 25% more for groceries. We see the same thing showing up in egg prices, which seems to be what everybody's talking about. Is it for these very reasons, both price fixing to an extent, increased consolidation, as well as price gouging?
Yeah. You know, just to your point on the euphemisms and earnings calls, my favorite is shrinkflation, which is basically charging you more for less. One is price pack architecture, right?
I love it. Very, I'm writing it down. Price pack architecture.
Yeah. Very, very sophisticated sounding way of ripping you off. Look, I think in food and grocery, there are a number of things going on, including, as I mentioned before, you know, real shortages, right? You know, in food, we see shortages frequently. We see things like the bird flu, which caused shortages in eggs. We see wildfires, floods, famines, droughts, things like that affect food supply in very real ways. I think, but what we also see is companies not just trying to get through those shortages and bring supply back online, but enjoying the fact that those shortages provide periods where you can hike prices and a little bit of cover for hiking prices. People understand that it's the bird flu. They know they're going to have to pay a little more. But what we've seen when we look at the history, the legal history, a price gouging case against Cal-Maine, one of the nation's largest egg producers, is that, you know, Cal-Maine wasn't busting their butt to get egg supply back online and get prices down. They were fanning the flames of the shortage. They were exporting eggs to keep the domestic supply low, and they were calling the flock, which is just, it's outrageous insane to think about.
So hang on, Dr. Owens, would you guys mind spending a little bit more time with us? Because this is what people care about. It is the kitchen table of politics. We'll be back with more. I've got Dr. Owens and Scott Ellis of the Patriotic Millionaires. We're talking about price gouging because that's what's going on, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.
Lost by a whisker.